So, what are some of the most popular physical activities in the United States? Walking tops the list. A 2006 report from the CDC found that more than 79 million Americans walk to stay physically fit. For many people, it is considered the easiest way to get exercise. It does not require a health club membership. Walking is safe, and it is said to be as valuable for one's health as more intense forms of exercise like jogging. Walking is also reported to be less damaging to the knees and feet. This makes it a better choice of exercise for older adults.
Another popular form of exercise is jogging, or running at a slow to medium speed. USA Track and Field Hall of Famer Bill Bowerman is credited with bringing jogging to the United States in the 1970s. He did so after witnessing the popularity of the activity himself during a trip to New Zealand in the 1960s. He started the first running club in America and wrote a book about jogging for fitness. Bill Bowerman also helped establish Nike, the tennis shoe company. Jogging provides great physical conditioning for the heart and lungs, and it increases the flow of blood and oxygen in the body. All of these things combined help to improve heart activity, lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and reduce bone and muscle loss. Running is also a good way to lose weight. People burn an average of 160 calories a kilometer while running.
The Census Bureau says swimming was the third most popular sports activity in the United States in 2007. The top two were walking and exercising with equipment. Swimming is said to be one of the best ways to exercise. Nearly all of the major muscle groups are put to work. Swimming also presents less risk of muscle and joint injury because of the body's weightlessness in water. This makes it a great choice of exercise for people with special needs, like pregnant women, older adults, and persons who are overweight. Water aerobics is another popular form of exercise. This can be anything from walking or running against the resistance of water to doing jumping jacks in the water. There is a debate about whether or not swimming burns as many calories as other forms of exercise. But one thing is sure, the effects on your health are just as great.
Whatever kind of exercise you choose, experts agree that you should start small and work your way up. Start by exercising 10 minutes a day, 2 times a week. After a few weeks, increase your time to 15 or 20 minutes and increase the number of days. Next, try to increase the intensity of your workout. If you have been walking, try walking faster, or take turns between walking and jogging. And try not to forget those muscle-strengthening exercises. The more time you spend exercising, the more health benefits you get. Health experts advise people who have been physically inactive to have a complete physical exam before beginning a new exercise program.
If one of your goals is to lose weight, you will also need to change how and what you eat. To lose weight, you must use or burn off more calories than you take in. A pound of fat is equal to about 453 grams, or 3,500 calories. To lose that fat in a week, you have to burn off at least that amount in calories or eat that much less. The best thing to do is to combine both ideas. Eat fewer calories and increase your activity so that you burn off more. The National Institutes of Health suggests that women limit their calories to no less than 1,200 calories a day without medical supervision. For men, the number is no less than 2,500. The American government also says, a healthy diet is one that is high in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.